Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You didn't take advantage of how bad Tampa Bay was. That's the other problem I had with the Jet performance. The Buccaneers tried to hand the game to the Jets based on their penalties and based on their soft defense in the fourth quarter, based on everything at the end of this game, and the Jets were like, nah, we're not going to take it. And that's a problem because that game was handed to them. And instead of running with it and getting your first win of the year, it turns into a typical, painful, gut-wrenching Jet loss. What else is new? Let's go to... I'm angry today. I'm sorry.
I can hear.
Try to be calm. And we haven't even mentioned the Mets yet. Playing like gutless cowards for the last 4 months. And don't give me any positivity today. Today would be the day I could slap Tommy in the face. Mm. And I like Tommy. Wow. But today would be the day. Don't give me any positivity with this band of just horribleness that is the New York Mets.
Good thing you're on the other side of the glass, Tommy.
But you know what? He is on the other side of the glass, and I'm going to give him a shot. Hey, Tommy, what's your confidence level? The Mets make the playoffs.
It's 100%. It's been 100%. It remains.
Sean. 100%.
All right, forget that. What is yours, Evan? Forget them.
Oh, you want the answer?
Yeah.
2%.
Look, there you go.
They're dead.
It only took a little bit of time, but finally got there.
Dude, they lost 2 out of 3 to the Nationals. Destiny is now out of their hands.
But they got the Chicago Cubs, who don't have anything. I guess they do have a little bit to play for.
They got to hold on to that first wild card spot.
That's true. It's a good point.
Whatever. And by the way, they could be playing a little league team. They just lost 2 out of 3 to the Nationals, who tried to hand the series to the Mets.
But then you get the Marlins.
What the hell does that mean? Is this supposed to make me feel better?
Yes.
The Mets could go 6-0. They won't because they played gutlessly. But they could go 6-0 and still miss the playoffs. They have lost all control.
Right, because they're out right now.
Yes.
Currently, even though they're tied with the Reds, they're out because the Reds have the tiebreaker.
That's right. So my confidence level is 2.6%. Mm. What's your confidence level? Give me a percent.
I think it's a little bit higher.
A little bit higher?
Yeah, I'm going to say 10%. 10%.
Sean.
You're going to hate my answer. It's 0%.
0%. Okay.
I've gone totally the other way back. Things don't happen like this to the Mets, and then they somehow survive and get
it. Yeah.
That's what just...
Because you can't even find the reason.
Exactly.
Because XYZ pitching matchup is going to be perfectly aligned for... No, that's not
going
to work.
Part of the reason I was going the other way with Evan was they were going to beat the Nationals.
By the way, 2-3. I told you that reverse piggyback was going to falter.
That's not why they lost.
I told you.
But that's not why they lost.
But it is why
they gave up 3 runs. How about the Mets score some runs against 2 guys with ERAs over 5?
He
didn't lose because of the tag team.
He pitched 3 innings.
BS. They gave up 3 runs. They lost this game because they couldn't score a run.
Clay Holmes would have held them scoreless.
I don't buy that. I think they did the right thing. I'm going to do more on this on the Rico tonight. I'm going to do an off-day Rico. But that is blasphemy.
I was sitting with Hoff. I said, Hoff, what's the reason? Because the Mets chat wanted to know. Why'd they switch Manaea and Clay Holmes? I was like, maybe it's a lefty lineup, heavy lineup.
Heavy lefties at the top.
But it really wasn't.
But that's not why they lost, Teak. They didn't score any runs.
Clay Holmes, when he did it, held him scoreless.
So what does that mean?
Or 2. He gave up 2 runs.
But they also scored runs that night. We were there. No, not eventually. They scored a bunch of runs early in that game. We were there that night. Remember we almost missed all 5 runs in the first inning?
Yes.
They did not score runs. Don't give me this reverse piggyback tag team crap.
Yes.
Well, you're wrong. I mean, you can say it as much as you. I don't really want to hear a freaking word.
I promise
from you
I won't say anything about the Mets.
Unless you're not going to say something dumb.
I promise you I won't say anything about the Mets.
Promise me you will not incite a riot.
I won't. Go. I promise.
Go.
Would you agree that the Reds have not been playing with any pressure because they've been chasing?
Yeah, I don't think they had the pressure.
Well, now let's see how they handle it. Because guess what? Now they have the pressure.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah. Too bad the Mets are going to lose 5 out of 6 and it won't matter anyway.
Do the Mets care if they, the Reds care if they make the postseason?
Well, I think once you get to that moment where you have it in your hands, you don't want to blow it. But I think that is actually a fair point.
I think that
is an absolutely fair point.
It is, but
he was very smart to not bring up the Mets.
I kind of doubt that, though. Because the Mets still feel the pressure of missing out, epically collapsing. If they don't make the postseason.
Well, he wasn't talking about the Mets. He was talking about the Reds.
I know that.
The Reds need to make the playoffs
yes,
now.
But
now the pressure's on them.
No, but he was making...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Making the parallel that the Mets, who are now out of a playoff position because of the tiebreaker they don't have with the Reds,
right,
will play pressure-free.
No, that he never said that. If he said that, I would have slapped him. Mm. So he didn't say that. He just brought up the Reds.
That's what I inferred. That's what I thought you said.
And doesn't in the back of your mind, if you're not a Mets fan, don't you kind of want the Reds to get in? They just lost Joe Burrow for the year. It's all these people got.
Shut your mouth. Now you want me to slap you? You want me to become violent today?
Shane, don't you feel bad for those fans?
No. Let's go to Diego at East Meadow. What's up, Diego?
Hey, boys.
What's up?
Dude, I cannot watch a game that Brian Daboll is the coach anymore. Like, they go in unprepared, and I get the quarterback play is the problem, but that's not the only problem. This team is fundamentally broken, no situational awareness on defense. And with yesterday, like, I understand Russell Wilson isn't you know what he used to be,
yeah.
But if you see him struggling, Daboll can scheme a couple plays like just to get him in rhythm, like you talked about before, maybe right. A jet sweep or a screen. It's like he lets him struggle and does nothing about it.
Well, in fairness, is that Dabes or is that Kafka?
Well, Dabes is the head coach. So even if it's Mike Kafka, the buck stops at the top.
Of course it does. But if you're getting specific, who are we talking about?
Probably Mike Kafka at this point, right?
Yeah, especially in the red zone.
Yeah.
I haven't loved the play calling in the red zone from jump.
Let's go to Frankie on Long Island. What's up, Frankie?
Hey, boys. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, last night after the Mets got embarrassed by the terrible Washington Nationals and then watched my football team get embarrassed on national television once again, I sat back and thought to myself, well, why am I a sports fan? Like, why don't I do this to myself? And listen, with the Mets real quick before I get to the Giants, I just got to say, Cedric Mullins, I can't stand this guy. He is on that list of worst trade acquisitions with Daniel Vogelbach, Darren Ruff, Cedric Mullins. I can't stand this guy. And then last night with the New York Giants, listen, Daboll was just teasing about potentially starting Dart. If this guy does not start Jackson Dart, I'm going to lose my mind because I have zero faith in this team. Listen, well, I don't even know what to say between the Mets and the Giants.
Yeah, Frankie, you're the reason that Daboll is treading in interesting waters. because you've set the expectation now that Jackson Dart's
going to be absolutely.
The guy. And if it doesn't happen and Russ is bad, you've lost everybody.
Brian Daboll has so screwed up this situation, in my opinion, royally. Number one, Jackson Dart should not have been the backup to even create the environment we saw last night where he marches on the field and he comes off the field. That's number one. Number two,
he could be the backup, just don't put him on the field.
Yes, but I think even being the backup gives you closeness to what you ultimately want. Yeah. If you made it clear...
But if he's there by injury, it just feels different. There's zero pressure on him.
Still there as a backup where when Russell Wilson struggles, you're going to chant, we want Dart. Are you chanting, we want Dart if he's third string and not dressed? I don't think you are.
Dressed. He's got to be dressed because of the emergency.
You get my point. He's not available to play in the game unless two guys get hurt.
Yeah.
Okay? I think that created, a bad environment. And then now, with what he said earlier today, and we'll replay the comments in a little bit. You could always rewind on the Odyssey app to about 2:30. He opened up the idea of not starting Russell Wilson in week four. You can't now not start Jackson Dart. He's right. And the other thing that our last caller said, I have seen many dumb things before. Cedric Mullins not running and stopping between first and second because he was concerned about Lyle laying there in left field as a ball is in play is the single dumbest thing maybe I've ever seen. And it essentially cost the Mets the game. He was given a freebie by being allowed to go back to first base because, remember, he got thrown out going to second after 10 seconds of confusion. If he kept running, like you would think a baseball player would do, it's possible it's an inside-the-park home run. It's possible he's on third. It's possible he's on second. Instead, by the gift of God, he goes back to first base. And on the next pitch, Lindor lines out into a double play. Cedric Mullins and Jose Siri both deserved to be DFA'd for the garbage we saw from them over the weekend. They won't be. They will not be held accountable. Maybe Tyrone Taylor will be activated and save us from the mess of center field that we've seen. But that was an inexcusable mess.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.